gear if I didn't have you. You. If I didn't have you to hold me tight. If I didn't have you to lie with that night. If I didn't have you to share my sighs and to kiss me and dry my tears when I cry. Well, I really think that I would have somebody else. If I didn't have you, someone else would do. Your love is one in a million. You couldn't buy it at any price. But of the 9.99900,000 other possible loves, statistically some of them would be equally nice. Or maybe not as nice, but say smarter than you. Or dumber but better at sport. Or crosswords. I'm just saying I think I'd probably. Someone else would do. If I were a rich man, I guess I would be with a surgeon or a model or a rally of the royals or a Kennedy or a nymphomaniacal exhibitionist heiress to a large chain of hotels. If I were a rich man, maybe I would fiddle with the rich man girls. I'm not saying that I'd not love you if I were wealthy or handsome, but realistically there's lots of fish in the sea, and if I had a different rod I would conceivably land some. Even though I'm fiscally consistently pitiable and considerably less Brad Pitt than Brad Pitiful, am I really so poor and ugly that you think only you could possibly love me? And I think I'd almost someone else would do. And look, I'm not undervaluing what we've got when I say that given the role chaos inevitably plays in the inherently flawed notion of fate, it's abstruse to deduce I found my soulmate at the age of 17. It's just mathematically unlikely that at a university in Perth I happen to stumble on the one girl on earth specifically designed for me. And if I may conjecture a further objection, love is nothing to do with destined perfection. The connection is strengthened, the affection simply grows over time, like a flower or a mushroom or a guinea pig or a vine or a sponge or bigotry or a banana. Love is made more powerful than the ongoing drama of shared experience and the synergy of a kind of symbiotic empathy or something like that. So I trust it goes without saying that I would feel really very sad if tomorrow you were to fall off something high or catch something bad. But I'm just saying, I don't think you're special. I mean, I obviously think you're special, but you fall within a bell curve. I mean, I'm just saying, I
have somebody else.
I think you are unique and beautiful. You make me happy just by being around. But objectively, you would have to agree that baby, when I found you, options were relatively thin. You're lovely, but there must be girls as lovely as you, and maybe more open to spanking or spanking. I'm just saying, I think I reckon it's pretty likely that if, for example, my first girlfriend Jackie hadn't dumped me after I kissed Winston's ex-girlfriend Nia at Steph's party back in 1993, enough variables would probably have been altered by the absence of that event to have meant the advent of a tangential narrative in which we don't meet. Which is to say, there exists a theoretical, hypothetical, parallel life where what is not as it is, and I'm not your husband and you are not my wife. And I am a stuntman living in LA, married to a small blonde Portuguese skier who, when she's not training, does abstract painting, practices yoga and brews her own beer, and really likes making home movies and suffers neck down alopecia.
A little bit of isolated alopecia.
But with all my heart and all my mind, I know one thing is true. I have just one life and just one love, and my love, that love is you. And if it wasn't for you, darling, you,
I'd have somebody else.
Almost definitely have.